Bonjour. Welcome
Bonjour.
back. It's us again. We are here to talk to you tonight. We're going to give you one of our film reviews.
Ooh.
I know. Well, first of all, I failed to introduce
us. You didn't do the intro.
Thank you all for joining us. I'm Uncle Bye Bye, and with me as always...
The Brit.
There she is. All right. Well, now that we got that out of the way...
Okay.
We're going to do a film review. And we have a couple of these lined up, but we're going to break them out and do episodes.
Yeah.
We're going to do one at a time. So tonight we are going to talk about Napoleon.
Napoleon. But I do like the way you say it. You say it very well.
Well, I heard a French historian say that once.
And you...
Napoleon.
And it's the only way you say it now.
Yeah, well, I can say it all different ways. It could be Napoleon, or it could be, but not Napoleon.
Napoleon. Yeah,
Napoleon. It's not the emphasis on Napoleon. It's Napoleon.
Napoleon.
The Leon, the king part. Napoleon.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, movie starring Joaquin Phoenix.
Our favorite Joker.
Yeah, he's done some really good roles. We're going to get to that later. Directed by Ridley Scott, he did... Alien.
Yeah,
and he did Blade Runner, I believe. So let's just say this. My expectations going into this were rather high. Okay.
You know, mine weren't.
Well, you're more on point than I am.
Thank you.
Yeah. I had high expectations. I thought Joaquin Phoenix, you know, a relatively interesting subject matter, the character. You know, I don't know a lot about Napoleon.
I actually don't.
But you know, obviously you know who it is.
Oh, yeah, we all know him.
Right, and it seems to be a character that is dynamic and has, you know, some strong personalities or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what I expected, but what was delivered... was subpar, in my opinion.
It didn't flow.
It did not flow.
And Joaquin Phoenix, as great as he was as the Joker, was not good.
He did not excel in this.
He was unnatural. He had one facial expression. Did you notice that?
Yeah, they didn't use him well. I don't know if I blame him or the writing or the directing. I don't know what I blame.
Yeah.
But overall, At several points during our viewing, I contemplated pulling the ripcord and just being like, yeah, no, I'm not. But then I thought, it's going to get better.
Yeah,
I kept waiting. I kept waiting.
Too.
I kept I was like, well, this is the setup, and then there's going to be the punch. And there was no punch.
There was no punch at all.
I'm going to find some positives. Will you allow me to do that?
I will allow you
to. Okay. The opening scene... was very interesting. Okay, the French Revolution, Marie Antoinette being beheaded, I thought, with the guillotine, you know, I mean, it was just kind of it was very graphic.
Yeah, and it started kind of with a little action.
It started with a little action. But the action quickly dissipated into what felt like a very forced, mechanical kind of pulling out, they're trying to give us a character study and some substance to this guy, but it never hit home. First of all, the thing that annoyed the shit out of me is I was looking forward to hearing Joaquin Phoenix's French accent.
No.
And we got zero French accents. What we got instead were British accents.
Which was very bizarre because the French at that time hated the British.
Yeah.
So, well, It was odd.
I mean, some of the battles are directly against the British.
Yeah, and yet here they are.
So why did we dumb it down like that? Did they not think that we as American filmgoers can absorb a French accent? We most definitely can.
I know.
We've been exposed to French accents for generations.
Yeah, it was...
So I was confused by that.
Yeah, that was very
I was confused
odd.
By that. And I, you know...
And each...
I would have even preferred... And I do not... I can't believe I'm about to say this because I'm not sure I can stand behind it fully. But subtitles. Would if it would have been spoken in French, I could have played along because it's a historical film, and yeah. I hate subtitles. But this would have been a spot where I would have attempted to do it. I don't know why I'm saying. I wanted more. I wanted more out of this film, and I got almost nothing.
Yeah, I agree. Like each segment. Well, one even a segment, it was like somebody said, like a textbook. It was just the battle of the
very bland.
State,
okay.
The next battle.
Right. I had no insight. You know, so we all have some idea, maybe. Maybe it's an uninformed idea or, you know, but we have an idea of when Napoleon was around.
Yeah, 1800s.
And what it looked like, yeah, right? Early yeah. 1800s. So, yeah. So you can just kind of transfer our knowledge of whatever country it was that we grew up in, our history classes of that country or of Europe, you know?
Yeah.
And like, okay, so there was a lot of horseback, right? You know what I mean? We know it's pre-motor vehicle, yes. right? And post-Stone Age, you yeah. know what I mean? yeah. Right? It wasn't medieval times. It was the early, what's that, the early 19th century. Isn't that how they do it? The 1800s
yes.
was the 19th
yeah,
century?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Okay. So the early, you know, turn of the century into the from the 1700s into the 1800s. So definitely, you know, very established, I don't know if you consider those monarchies or oligarchies or what, you know what I mean? But like,
yeah.
but, you know, there are governments in play, ruling governing bodies,
mm-hmm.
right? And a lot of opulence in that time. You
oh,
know, the
sure.
rich were really rich and the poor
yeah,
were really poor.
A big divide,
yeah.
yeah.
Big divide. Okay. And I had an idea based on I don't know what of what the battles were like. I was thinking Revolutionary War. So
mm-hmm.
you have muskets,
yeah.
you know, bayonets and
cannons. Yeah.
Okay. Now I will say this, and I did hear that there were some historical inaccuracies.
A lot, apparently.
In some of the battle scenes. Because the battle scenes could have been very interesting.
You know, we should have looked up the bloopers.
Bloopers?
Yeah, every movie. People...
Like when the cannon, it's a cannon, but it just shoots out a flag that
or
says
like
bang.
Somebody will have.
That would have been great.
Like an Apple Watch on in the battle scene. There are
yeah.
people who study it.
Right.
Just for, like, funny things like that.
Okay,
and,
looking for inconsistencies.
Yeah, and apparently, I think I briefly read one scene, he was shot on the left, and the bullet hole or whatever was on the right side. You know, shit like that.
Okay, well, while we're talking about that, what's with Napoleon's hat?
It's
what
a
is
weird,
that?
I don't know.
Because it from in the beginning, he was kind of wearing it cockeyed diagonally
yeah, and then
sideways.
Others...
And then it looked like the other people wore it formally, like head to toe,
yeah.
like straight on, like a ship would be
I
facing.
I wonder if it was because he was the general. He wore
okay.
it different to...
It just looked... Okay, so I don't know what's up with that. I didn't do research.
Yeah.
But you're not going to know the reference I'm going to make here, but... It looks like a goof, right? The hat looks like you're doing it to look stupid.
Oh,
there,
yeah.
There was a show called F Troop, and there was the character named Larry, an actor named Larry Stork. I have no idea what the character's name was.
Yeah.
But he wore his hat like the front, like folded up, flatting, you
oh,
know?
Oh, yeah, it
yeah.
sounds familiar.
Yeah, and it's like, but I wanted an explanation of that. I wanted it to be like, you know, like tell us these little things. You
yeah.
know how sometimes these biopics give us, whether it's true or not, they offer some sort of like origin
why?
Story
yeah.
on stuff, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is how this happened and this is why. And
because his
you know,
hat is probably one of the most famous things about him. You think Napoleon, you
most,
think of him in that
it's
hat.
Very, very indicative. It's almost his signature.
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
So whatever. And I don't know.
What?
This movie was not good.
No, what disappointed me was the love... between him and Josephine.
Right.
Was the equivalent of Romeo and Juliet. It's like the biggest love stories
yes.
of the,
yes.
you know.
But they,
but
so
it was
flat. So they did offer us, you know, he obviously wanted an heir to the throne,
so
you know, or have a child.
Was
it wasn't enough to have a child. He needed a son. he got nothing from her. She was...
And she had a few affairs, allegedly.
Well, yeah. Apparently she had a checkered past. Okay, I have a couple things I want to talk about here. Can we circle back to Josephine?
Yeah.
Because that's important.
Not tonight, Josephine.
Okay, and that wasn't even brought up. No, you're telling me that's a famous quote.
World quote. And that wasn't Josephine. Even brought up.
Okay. So he's in Egypt, and one of the inconsistencies or, you know, misrepresentations is that, you know, apparently he didn't shoot cannons at the fucking pyramids, which would be a big...
Yeah. Well, I thought, I can never remember a story about the pyramids being shot at. So that was bull. I guess they just did it for the scenery.
And I don't know. There were some of... Okay, I'm going to get back on track here. He's writing letters, and I guess we're under the assumption that he's also receiving letters. How does the mail work in 1800s Europe?
No idea.
How the fuck is... You could kind of understand within a country.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, yeah, I know that there were civil... But that was even later, you know, civil war letters written. But I guess... I mean, letters came on ship, right? From Europe... From England to America in the colonist days, right?
But they would take months.
Months. Months and months and months. So, but ships, at least you see... So what did they do? Did they ride horses?
I wonder
all the way through, like, across continents to get...
I guess.
Mail?
I have no
Like,
clue.
Who did that for them? Was there... There was... There could not have been an organized postal service.
I have no idea.
Maybe they did. I mean, I should do some research. But these are questions that I started thinking of that remain unanswered.
Yeah.
What was the mail like in the 1800s? So that was a question mark for me. And then there were things like... And I don't know. I'm not a... You know, I don't study the history of warfare. But at one point, they were talking in some... Again, my interest at this point was already lost, right? But I stuck through it. We did stick through it. We watched it from beginning to end.
Yeah, we did.
And I was trying to get into some of these battle scenes. So how are these cannonballs going as fucking far as they were going? Like, what... I mean, all they have is gunpowder. Mm-hmm. And they were launching these things, what seemed like for... I mean, I think I remember some... references to miles.
I'm sure that was inaccurate.
How
too.
I don't think that's how it happened. No, but I don't know.
I have no clue.
I don't know. It never hooked you. The acting was not up to his standards.
I mean, Joaquin Phoenix is absolutely
top notch.
Amazing.
I mean, the Joker and
Johnny Cash I mean,
were
10.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Like
the
he
Joker.
Got it, it like you felt you knew these people. Yeah. They were troubled. Obviously, Napoleon was, you know, we didn't even get much reference to the Napoleonic complex of little man, right?
Yeah.
Short guy.
Yeah.
They didn't even touch on that, really.
But
so back to Josephine.
Okay, let me just say one thing about his height. I Googled, just out of interest, how tall he was. And it was 5'6", which really isn't that short.
Especially not back then.
No. And French. French men are known as, you know, being shorter.
Wee wee.
Wee wee.
Wee. You get it? Because like wee, like
he
tiny.
Was wee.
And
yeah.
Wee, because that's how they say but, yes.
Yeah, it's very funny. I did get it. But I also read the British started the rumor he was like, I don't know, 5'1" or whatever.
Just to diminish his power.
So again, who knows?
Who knows?
But the movie did gross $221 million, which isn't bad.
Not bad. I guess a bunch of people like us who wanted to see what was going on. But it fell way flat for me. Back to Josephine. So, okay, I wanted some of this, like, I wanted the passion, and you know it would have been raw passion, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and again, the lack of accent just threw me off. I was picturing, okay, I'm going to get Joaquin Phoenix doing a Pepe Le Pew kind of thing, right? Do you know who Pepe Le Pew is?
I have no clue.
Do you remember Looney Tunes? It was Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Porky Pig. Pepe Le Pew was a tier 2 character, all right?
Okay.
So Pepe Le Pew was a French skunk.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
Now you say that.
Pepe Le Pew, right?
Yeah.
Pepe Le Pew. So Pepe Le Pew is this skunk, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the setup is...
Does he have a French accent?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello, mon chéri. So Pepe Le Pew is a womanizing skunk. Mm-hmm. All right. Cartoon character. We're talking about a cartoon character. That'll become important in a second for those that don't know. And inevitably, there is a black cat, a female black cat. Usually what happens is they walk underneath a freshly painted fence. Okay. So they get a white stripe on their back.
Yeah.
So Pepe, of course, confuses them with a suitable companion, right? Pepe thinks that it's a skunk, and the cat doesn't know what's going on because they don't know they have the white stripe on their back because they just walked under a fence or whatever happened. So he relentlessly pursues them amorously.
Ooh.
Right? Ooh la la. A lot of that goes on.
Okay.
That's really all you need to know about Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah, it does sound familiar now you say it.
It's a great cartoon, actually. Pepe Le Pew, you know, and the painted cat is trying to avoid his advances, you know, but he's relentless, right? And he goes, oh, playing all together, we. You know? So here's what has happened recently. This is the people out there.
Yeah.
Have canceled Pepe Le Pew because of Me Too.
Oh, come on.
It's a fucking cartoon, people.
I can't.
That was made in the 40s or 50s or something like that.
Who
30s,
the hell
40s, 50s,
are these
60s.
People canceling?
You're canceling Pepe
cartoon
Le Pew.
Character?
They're taking it out of circulation because it promotes non-consensual relations. It's a fucking cartoon, you morons.
Yeah.
Put your energy somewhere else.
Who are these people?
Who are the people?
Who are they
and why are they in charge of anything?
Right? Oh my god.
Give me Pepe Le Pew. Viva le Pepe. Viva Le Pew. Viva Le Pew. All right. So I wanted Joaquin Phoenix to talk like Pepe Le Pew, and I wanted him to pursue Josephine. As
that would have been fantastic.
Would have been fucking awesome.
That's what I was wanting.
Why didn't they let us do this movie? We should do a remake of it.
Yeah.
I'll be Napoleon.
I'll be Josephine.
Napoleon.
But then you're going to have to turn me down.
I will never.
You'll
I will
have to
never.
Say, yeah.
I will never.
Not tonight, Josephine.
I would never.
Say it though with a French accent.
Not tonight, Josephine.
Ooh.
Well, okay, we don't need to get into any more details. We're going to give you our rating, right? Remember our rating scale? You probably don't. Luckily, we do.
Oh, we remember
everything. So our rating scale is a four-tiered system. We have Uncle Bye-Bye and the Brit. We have a four-tiered rating system for films.
Tell the people.
It is must watch. That's the highest ranking you get.
If it's a must watch...
Watch. Okay. Then we have worth a view.
Yeah, not bad.
Worth a view. Then we have musty crotch. Not so great.
No. But you could watch.
But
I
the
guess.
Worst thing is worse than poo.
Yeah.
So we have a must watch, worth a view, musty crotch, worse than poo. And I give this film a musty crotch.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not worse than poo.
It's not worse than
poo.
There
was still some good viewing, you know.
It was okay. It was okay. The battle scenes were okay. But they didn't teach me anything. I didn't learn anything. You know, when I watched... And Braveheart's another movie I never really got into, but at least I have watched it and something... What was the other one? What's the one? The Patriot, actually, I like better. That's a good film. It's not a terrible film. I like it better than Braveheart. I know some people swear by Braveheart.
Well, my neighbor watched, is it The Patriot?
The Patriot.
And he said to me, you have to watch it because somebody says in it, let's go kill some bloody Brits.
Oh, well, I don't approve of that.
I was like, all right.
Anyway, I don't know. I didn't, the battle scenes, some of it was interesting. The most interesting part of any of the battle scenes in that, and again, I don't know if this is historically accurate, mm-hmm. But one of the later scenes in the film, I believe they're up in whatever used to be Prussia or maybe Russia. They're fighting the Germans and the Prussians and the Russians and all that. They lure him out onto a frozen lake.
Yeah.
And then from a distance, shoot cannonballs onto the lake, breaking the lake, sinking and freezing them.
Is it a true
story? I don't know. It's in the movie.
Interesting.
That's a pretty good trick. I think there's no denying that he was a military strategist of a high level. Mm-hmm. High-level military strategist. The movie fell way short for me.
Yeah.
The movie fell short of expectations.
About the Patriot,
no, now we're taught. We're back. To, we're taught. This is Napoleon. Oh. Napoleon.
But what
Napoleon.
Don't forget the ABBA song Waterloo. Napoleon, Duke of Wellington.
I don't know what you're saying right now.
Okay, well, Napoleon never actually met the Duke of Wellington.
Okay.
Okay, that's a whole other story, but that's it.
All right,
that's
until next time, we're going to be back with some restaurant reviews.
Costco sample reviews.
Costco sample reviews.
That.
And we have another film review coming at you very, very soon. Do not waste your time on Napoleon.
Agreed.
All right, until next time, I'm Uncle Bye-Bye.
I'm the Brit.
Toodle-pip, catch you on the flip.